What's up, my friends? I am so excited to be coming to you live tonight on the newest show here at Skid Row Studios, Oral Stimulation. My name is Melissa. I'm your host for the next hour. Let's see, I have plenty of relationship experience. My turn-ons include high heels, guys who drive slow in the fast lane, and fobby Vietnamese accents. I'm just kidding. Only two of those are true, but I'm going to leave it up to you to figure out which ones. I'm joined by two very handsome men tonight who will be discussing some sexy topics with me and taking your calls. If you want advice from any of these guys or need a woman's opinion on something you're going through, give us a call at 1-800-893-9562. Let me get to introducing everyone here. To my left, Mr. Matt Montoya. We've been friends forever, almost as long as I've been in California. When I need to lift my spirits, he's the one I go to. How are you doing tonight, Matt?
I'm good. And since there's two of us here tonight, I guess I'm the one who got the pink and he got the stink.
Oh, God. Yeah. What's up, man? It's Jay Lee in the building, chilling with a close friend of mine, Melissa. And I just met her new buddy, Pinky.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit. My fault. All right. Can you hear me now? All right, well, yeah, like I said, Jay Lee in the building, Hall of Fame. I'm with my homegirl, Melissa, and her homie with the pink with the stank. You already know what's up. We're here to answer questions and give out advice, so what's up? Let's see what's good with it.
You people are terrible. Okay. So, I'm really glad you both could make it. But let's get to the important question first. Have you guys seen my shoes?
Not yet.
No, they're amazing. They're all covered in crystals.
Oh, shit.
They go very nice with my pink toes.
Shit, she's a baller.
Those are the type of shoes you should only wear in bed.
Definitely.
No, you have to wear these on the street. These are walking shoes, okay?
Street walking shoes, maybe. They're better. They're better in bed.
Oh my gosh.
All right, but speaking of what I'm wearing, what do you guys like to see on a girl? What gets you turned on?
As less as possible.
I like, just wear a little skirt and a little shirt. We good to go. We good to go. You got to have a booty, though. If you got a booty, we good.
Token black guy says.
You know what's up. You already know, man.
All right, well, what would be a good substitute if she didn't have booty?
Short skirt, tall heels. Every guy's standard answer.
You think so?
I definitely agree. If there's a guy out there that doesn't agree, call in now and dispute, and you can argue with me. And the token black guy.
You already know what's up, man.
So what does a girl like to see a guy in?
Yeah, please do.
Oh, gosh. You know, the biggest turn on is a guy in a full suit.
What?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If he has the vest going and
what if it's like purple or snot green? And
oh, God.
You know what? I know a man who looks very handsome in a purple jacket.
Who's that?
Me.
Okay, all right. White man got one over the black dude, so that's cool.
He's not black or white. So there's no one in this room.
It's cool, though.
He's a banana?
What's that?
He's a banana?
Oh, he's not a banana. He may like banana ketchup, but that's all.
That's all we get, banana ketchup.
That's all you guys get.
But what the hell is banana ketchup?
That's all I want to know.
How do you squeeze ketchup from a banana?
I don't know, bro.
It's a Filipino thing.
Are you Filipino?
No.
All right, for sure then.
Only by injection, I guess.
Oh, man. Right to it. All right, since we're going to be nasty here.
That's the whole point of the show.
It's
sex talk for guys. I mean, if it was going to be advice for ladies, it'd be like, okay, so are you matching the doilies to the coffee cup?
I don't have doilies in my house.
You better not have doilies in your house.
I don't have any doilies.
Not with
doilies.
Those shoes, you don't have doilies.
All right, but seriously, what are some of your turn-ons, Matt?
You better answer this shit with correctness.
I don't know. Some of my turn-ons. I'm getting a little older now, so I guess I just want to skip the foreplay and go straight to washing the back of her head.
Oh, God.
Do you prefer highlights?
No, it's, the darker the hair, the better. I'm a brunette guy. I'm in SoCal. I have to be different.
Bro, SoCal's like all about the highlights and the nice bods. You are.
Hey, but they paid for the bods anyway, so they're paid for the highlights too.
True.
I mean, we're going to go fake. I mean, it's like just let it go dark and just be done with
it. So what do you think's better, fake or natural?
Oh, I'd prefer fake all day. I mean, the natural is eventually going to point straight south.
It is. I was going to get kind of saggy-waggy on you. Oh, shit.
You know, if she has a good surgeon, it's going to point straight north the entire time. Even when you're 65, at least they're still pointing north. Nothing else is, but...
That's okay with you?
Yeah, that's... If you're going to spend $5,000 on something, you may as well get your money's worth.
She sounds a little angry right now.
Wait, that's not okay? The girl can do whatever she wants, but I just... It's interesting when guys prefer that.
Okay, that's all I'm saying.
Every guy says they prefer real, but nobody really prefers real.
Plump. Fake is like bomb. Like, they're plump. Most natural girls who have natural tits, them shits are nasty. Like, after you...
No. Like, you know, they're not nasty until around 28 or after the first kid.
You think so?
Yes.
Hey, two kids, 30 years old. I know what I'm saving up for now. Thanks.
You don't got to save it for nothing. Your shit looks like they are.
If you're on Facebook friends with any of us and you're on the chat, you can actually see that bra is pushing them up and it's lifting and separating, just like that commercial.
She got no titties.
Maybe I'm not so glad you guys could make it tonight.
Oh, God.
You went from being the token black guy, like the only black guy, to the token black guy based off of that laugh.
Exactly.
Puff, puff, give. Puff, puff, pass, my dude.
Puff, puff, pass.
Instant karma if you start coughing.
Kinda. But I'm in good health, so we straight.
So, Melissa, what are the girl turn-ons? I mean, are you into clowns or anything weird like that?
I am not into clowns. We've had this discussion.
For sure.
But the audience doesn't.
Yeah, you know, clowns with purple hair that pull a handkerchief out of their booty.
Purple jackets?
So like the Joker?
Or, you know, like, I guess it's like Prince.
Ooh, you hear that? She likes the Joker. Okay.
No. You guys are going the completely wrong direction with this.
I see you like the Joker. I'll play a little Joker game.
Listen, have you guys ever dated a magician?
Why would you bring up
No. Okay. Well, let me tell you.
Magicians are mean.
You find me a girl magician, and if she's cute, I'll date her.
Hell yeah, because I know they can do some tricks.
Well, you know, the outfit's got to be great. You know, it's going to be something fairly revealing. The heels will be tall.
But a girl looks way better in an outfit than a guy looks. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, as guys, we're just supposed to hang out. Like, you know,
it's like what kind of outfit?
Like, okay, look. Like a magician outfit. Like a magician chick is going to wear some like booty, like, you know, spandex, a nice little vest, make her, you know, tits pop out a little bit, put a little lip gloss on her lips, you know, get her face done. She'd be looking fine. A dude goes out there in a suit and just, you know, just does his hair. It's like, oh, hell no, you're not as attractive.
And then he's going to pull off the top hat and go, look, exactly. I'm pulling something out of here.
It's either going to be a bunny or a condom. So I don't know yet.
You go to a lot of magic shows, I think.
Nah, hell no. I just heard.
He goes there for the little kids. He's a Catholic priest in disguise.
Yeah, okay. That's one of the three off-limits topics.
Oh, shit. Oh, man. That's all bad.
Okay. So, you know, what are some of the other things besides, you know, guys with shaved top of their heads, but those sides are flaring out and
that is
Ronald McDonald.
That is a good look. The right guy can pull it off. Okay, but you know what? The biggest physical turn-on... Other than if they can balance a fork on a toothpick, really cool like that, is probably when a guy grabs you from behind and just starts kissing your neck a little bit.
She builds it up. He grabs you from behind. And then he starts kissing your neck softly.
Yeah. Just those little kisses right under your neck.
Remember, there are guys watching this. When you say somebody grabs you from behind, you expect to hear, and then and the token black guy says where?
The ass?
Exactly. You're supposed to say booty.
Booty. You know what's up. Gotta get it from the...
Pirate treasure.
So, all right, wait, hold on. All right, this goes out to the boys out there. What do y'all like better, thick or skinny? Let me ask. What do you like, bro?
It really just depends on the girl. Different girls can pull off different things. But if you're a guy, or actually if you're a girl, you know, there are going to be some girls who like girls. Uh-huh. We want to hear from all of you. 1-800-893-9562. 1-800-893-9562.
Call in because I need some girls on my side in here.
Like I said, girls like girls, so I'm in.
She might get all the girls over here like, oh, what's up, man?
So that's the topic for right now. Do you like them thick or do you like them thin?
I like my shit thick. I like mine thick.
And the token black guy says?
I like my shit thick. I like my shit thick. Nice booty, more cushion for the pushing. You know what it is. Shit, like hitting a girl that's skinny, it's like hitting a fucking flatboard. You know, like you don't want to hit that. Like, it doesn't even make noise. It don't make noise.
Somebody wanted the phone number again in the Hangout. It is 1-800-893-9562.
Is there anybody in there?
I think yes, so. We have one guy.
Are they watching me? Oh, that's so creepy. That
he is watching
guy.
You. Look at hey, wait, show him a little thigh. Show him a little thigh.
He's jacking off to you right now.
Oh, come on.
He's doing the nasty.
He's got the Jergens right next to the computer.
I hope his camera's off.
Have you guys ever
Well, you know, it's going to be off if the table's shaking.
Real shit, though. That's so probably we think people are having sex in here. Like, what the fuck is going on?
Hey, well, you know, I said, I got the pink. I already called that.
I feel you, my nigga. Hey, I got the ass.
You know, more cushion for the push.
Exactly. Oh, shit. And the way she's looking right now, who, buddy?
You know, she's about as red as that clown hair I was talking about, the magician.
Yeah, she's a little embarrassed, boys and girls.
That's what she gets for trying to do the tag team with two guys.
Especially a black dude. Like, that's his birth. Like,
I'm half brown and half white. So we're like the United Nations here, you know?
So the United Nations about to go United Nations that ass.
All right, switch.
What do you want to switch to?
Oh, wow.
I guess now you get the pink. I'm a share guy like that.
Yeah, it's cool. I like to flip my girl sometimes. No, I ain't gonna lie to you. Shit.
Come on. Well, you know the girl you had tonight?
Who doesn't like a nice... No, not her.
She was cute.
She was very cute.
You know what?
Wait. I think the token black guy's blushing.
Someone's turning red.
A little bit. I'm trying not to, but you know... But she was something different. It was kind of, it was
sushi is something different.
It was something different. Not that. That wasn't different.
I wasn't even making the connection to that one. Going out for curry, that's something different.
Yeah, but curry don't taste like, you know, that fish.
Well, if she's tasting like that fish, maybe she needs a little vinegar and water.
Nah, she's cool.
All right. So she keeps it clean. She keeps it clean.
I don't fuck with ratchets. Ratchets are dirty.
What is a ratchet? All
right, so a ratchet in today's world would be a girl that just, you know, fucks any dick, anything, you know, like at a party. You know, she's like the girl that's like super drunk. And she'll come out the room, like, you know, fixing her shit. And you'll just be like, oh, fuck, I know what you did.
And it's like 10 minutes later, there's another guy. And yeah. It's washer and trapeze.
Exactly. Like, it's fucking, man. It's crazy. Like, there was a girl at this party I saw, like, I want to say a couple months back. She came out the room, like, fixing her shit. I was like, oh, yeah, you just got that good shit. And she was like, fuck you. I was like, well, I still won the battle. Like, you're still talking about it, and you just fucked. So, you know, you lost. I win. So.
See, actually, what you should have said is, no, I wanted to be first.
Nah, hell no. She was meated. She was a meated hoe. She was a meated-ass white girl.
You guys get real creative with the language on college campuses these days. What was it you were saying earlier?
Fuck, I'm trying to figure that out.
I got a blanket.
You already know, man. Smoking that you know.
That's
weed.
Why he forgot already. He was just talking about it 3 minutes
ago. I'm getting cranky on this sheesh or this K or something.
Shay. I think I said Shay in the car. I was like, you want some Shay? Or I said something like that. I don't know. It was
makes me feel so old.
Us college kids, us, you know, us young kids, you know, 21 and up, I guess, or 21, 22. We have a bunch of sayings. Like, we got me and my boys that I taught to, we got meated, which means you are ugly as fuck. And like, it's not even worth trying.
I'm beaner, you know, in beaner speak, meated means I meated you somewhere.
For real? Well, meated in black terms just means
way over.
You're just not very attractive. You got meat.
She's got excess meat then, basically.
It's not really meat. It's just
like, she got beat with a piece of meat?
Something like that to an extent. But it's like, you know, it's just a really unattractive person in your eyes. Like, let's say you see a girl and she's just straight up butt-ass ugly. Like, she's meated.
All right. I'll give you that.
Or
plastic surgery is needed.
There, boom, exactly. I got, you know what? Boom, I'm gonna start saying that, you know, about school and shit. I want to see if people can catch on.
Well, you're in Irvine, so I mean, it's like they're already afraid of you.
They sure are, bro. They be looking at me every day. I'll be walking to school sometimes.
Hold your purse. He's just walking by.
Oh my god, like, this lady the other day was like staring at me like I was about to like fuck her up. I'm like, yo, fall. Like, I'm just going to Yogurtland. God damn, shit, I can't get something to eat. And I was actually with that girl yesterday. I was like, this girl, like, you know, damn.
You had what looked like a token white girl who gave you a pass. Like, you're supposed to be here. You're supposed to be in Irvine visiting her.
Oh, shit. Oh, God.
So, Matt, now we know what kind of girls Jay Lee is into.
You know what's that?
I don't. Well, I mean, some people would say I have yellow fever. I say,
like, that, for Asians?
Yeah. Well, you know, the last girl I dated was Asian. What's that?
How was it?
I've been with a few, so each one's a little different.
Right. You know what, guys? We have a caller.
Oh, we do? Way.
So let's see what they have to say. Are you on the air?
Yeah, hello?
Hi.
Oh, my nigga,
what's
up, boy?
Hey, what's
up, boy? What's going on, bro?
Nothing much. You know, my breakout work. Oh, yeah,
obviously. Okay, shit.
What you trying to ask the radio station, man? I got two good people over here. We're talking about sex, talking about see what's good with the Fifi's.
Man, Jay, you know what I'm going to ask, because you know that girl over across the street at 89.
Oh, yeah.
How do young guys like us get a MILF?
Okay. All right. Well, we got a MILF in the fucking room, my nigga. We got a MILF in the room.
How does a young guy get a MILF? Well, you know what, actually? I have some experience with this.
Oh, yes.
Oh, enlighten us.
Well.
Enlighten me.
The best way to find a MILF is to find one that doesn't know she's a MILF. You have to find a girl who doesn't know she's good looking. She thinks she's just a housewife. Yeah. Doesn't have a whole lot going on. Start paying her a little bit of attention. She'll jump all over it.
Okay.
Or, you know, I worked in a bar when I was in my early 20s. And I was taking care of this woman and her kids, and her daughter left me her mom's phone number.
Oh, shit.
I banged her for about 3 years.
Oh, my gosh. At least she's admitting it. On your side.
At least she's admitting, you dirty dog. You dirty dad.
That was pretty damn hilarious, because when I called, I was like, oh, hey, how are you? And she's like, how did you get my number? I'm like, the one you left with the check? And she's like, I didn't leave that.
Oh, you know what? I got a story for both of y'all. Actually, me and the dude on the phone right now went to this party. And
was she meated?
Nah, she was a cute chick. She was a cute chick. Her name was, I can't say her name out loud. but me and my boy were like, we were sitting there, we said bye to these girls, right? And like, he says bye to his, you know, he gets a nice, you know, little handshake, all that, hug, goodbye.
Yep.
Mine's walking, and I'm like, hey, bye. And she don't even respond. I'm like, hold the fucking phone. You know she gave you the number because she was drunk. I was hot. I was hot for a good ass.
It was hilarious.
See, he knows.
Okay. Wait, was this in Irvine?
Yeah. Actually, no, this was
Irvine's where it's at. When we're 103, they know.
Wait, two black guys in Irvine? Yeah. Did you guys, did the cops show up and ask for your minority pass?
You know what? Cops usually... Cops are pretty crazy in Irvine. They pull you over for anything.
They pull us over just for smelling stuff.
You know, they pull me over too. So
I don't look minority, but there. I've heard about the need for the minority pass in Irvine.
Oh, shit, man. Yeah. Minority passes on the shit, though.
All right, well, thank you so much for calling in. Very, very good luck to you with your MILF.
Hey, bro, you better handle that shit. You better handle that shit.
So, all right, now we've had our first...
That was the first caller.
That's impressive. Pretty exciting. Yeah.
You know, I've invited a few people. One guy called Artar. He is obviously afraid to pick up the phone and die.
Everyone gets a little nervous.
Well, you know, he can't handle it. I guess, you know, he's got the hot chick all ready to go, and he can't stay hard.
What?
That's what I'm thinking, because he threatened to call. You know, he's on the chat asking for the phone number, but he hasn't called yet.
Oh, then he's just a fag boy.
We're calling you out. Sack up
Speaking
and
of,
call.
Wait, have you guys ever tried, like, Viagra?
What? No need for it.
The fuck? I'm 21.
I know.
He's hard in his sleep. He's 21.
I wake up with a hard one. Like, I'm straight.
I'm just saying, young guys use it too.
The fuck for what? You gotta be able to do that shit automatic.
You're talking to two minorities. Hey, we reproduce like nothing. We don't need help.
Listen. You gotta do that shit automatic. Right, I'm listening to you, boo boo. What's up? What's up? What you got?
The guy that I know that uses is a minority too.
For real?
Yeah.
Well, he must be Asian.
Who's the guy that uses?
Well, He's in another state.
Oh,
all right, we have another caller here. Caller, what's your name?
Must be Asian. Yeah,
fucking Asian.
What's up? What's your question?
I don't know. What's the trick to staying hard? I can never stay hard.
Hey, bro. Hey, I'll answer. Hey, this comes from Token.
Any advice from you guys?
Yeah, hey, let me tell you something, man.
I appreciate that you sacked up and called.
How old are you?
He's old.
Like, how old?
34?
fucks, and then you might have to use Viagra. But,
this is the college perspective.
I'm just being real with you.
I'm old, man. I'm like 34.
Oh, then you still might have to. But, man, like, what turned you on, bro? Like, if a girl does not get you hard, you have a problem.
I think this magazine, I'm showing him on the webcam, definitely turns him on.
Hey, if you got a hard one right now, it just means you're swinging the other way. That's all it means. There's nothing wrong with that.
It's these two dudes, they're making out. I don't know where that magazine came from.
They're not making out. They're just...
They may as well be.
They're hugging.
All right, so to answer your question, bro.
Well, one rolled up on the other one like a cholo, you know, kind of grabbed him and pulled him in close and kissed him.
Like they're at the mall.
But hold on. So you really want to know how to get hard, like, longer?
Token black?
Yeah, maybe I have ED. I have no idea.
I hope you don't have no ED, bro. That's a disgusting disease. That's not really good to have.
But, this is a really supportive environment.
I mean, I want to support you, bro, but you're 30 fucking four. Like, you
know what? If you want
to
stay hard, get a cock ring. There's lots of different styles.
Hey, 20 bucks. I can get no homo. I can get you hard right now. No homo. I just want to let you know what's up. I got a girl in the room right now. And I just need your help, Melissa. This is how we.
Am I doing it or are you doing it? Who's getting the money here?
You're doing it.
Don't say that shit when I'm drinking something.
You're doing it, but we're about to have.
Are we gonna split the cash?
We're gonna do a little something. We're gonna try and get this man hard on the radio. We're gonna see if it really works.
Oh, this is my concern tonight.
No, this is how we're gonna do this. You're gonna have to low key.
No, I'm sorry. You said we're gonna get this man hard.
He's pimping you. He's pimping you.
You understand? We're gonna do it like this. We're gonna have to kind of spread your legs open. I'm gonna have to kind of, you know, go down. And we're going to have to do a little licky-licky.
Oh, you people are filthy.
Now, hear me out. Now, bro.
Smell his fingers. He did it.
And no, I ain't smelling no fingers. No fingers needed. Just straight mouth and pussy. That's all we're going to do here. Now, bro, if you hear some moaning noises, I need to know if you can get turned on by this or not. Does a girl turn you on? Like, have you ever had phone sex before?
Oh, yeah, plenty of times.
Plenty of time sounds like a little too much, but for sure.
Yeah, people say I had a problem with that, but I don't really think I do.
Was it the call-in, where you paid for it, or was this like a Craigslist situation?
Come out for his bonus?
No, I was actually the one they paid to. I was in like in a male adult fantasy book, the line, so.
Oh, were you getting money for it?
Yeah, I was getting paid really fast.
Then what's the problem?
Yeah, bro. Like,
he got hard, though. That was the only time he got hard.
That's so much stimulation via the phone, maybe I just don't feel it anymore.
You don't feel your dick no more, man? That's not good.
Well, that'll do. I gotta shave my ball sometime, you know? I gotta move the dick around.
Sure. I'm just trying to make sure your dick's all right, bro. That's dirty as fuck if your shit falls off. like if you're fucking, just blop. No, you ain't got no dick no more. Like, shit.
He's a eunuch. He's a Republican.
I hope we've helped you.
Oh, we're going to help you. We still have to, you know, go over there, and I got to kind of lay down nice and slow, you know.
This is going to be like Chef. You're going to make love to it down by the fire.
Oh, God. All right. Thank you so much for calling
in. You got to hear the table bounce in a few minutes, bro.
So I have an email here that I need a guy's perspective on for this one. This is from Paula in Ventura. It says, I've been casually seeing a guy for over a year. Mm-hmm. I want to take things to the next level, but he's fiercely private about our relationship, which makes me wonder if something else is going on. He's a performer, so he says the high security status is for safety reasons, but it's stressing me out, and it makes me really sad that I'm not able to share this happy part of my life with my friends and family. Is he ever going to open up?
As guys, we don't care.
Can you repeat that?
Help this girl out. She's been seeing this guy for over a year. Okay. He's really secretive.
All
right. She's meted, but she's the 2:30 call, basically.
is that how the, like, all right, so she's been talking to this dude for a year, and he's been secretive, you know, from the jump, or like secretive lately?
No, from the beginning. It says he's a performer, and...
Oh, well, come on.
So, he only calls at 2:30, right?
Wait, all right, what's this girl's name?
Paula.
All right, well, Paula, where's she stay at?
Ventura.
Paula from Ventura, you need to understand that if your dude's secretive from the beginning means you already fucked up. Like, you fucked up, guy, you know, fucking with this dude. If you knew he was sneaky, you know, and doing shit around the corner, just call it quits. I know it hurts to say this, but you got to call it quits because I don't want to see you get hurt. You're going to get hurt. You're going to cry. You're going to be pissed. He's going to cheat on you. You're going to go back, cheat on you again. It's going to be like a fucking, you know, what they call it?
Why you got a cock block?
I'm not trying to cock block. I'm just trying to be real with you. Like, I want to save you from, you know, getting your heart broken. So
we're guys. We don't care.
Some of us do.
Hey, I'm on the air.
You know
so
what?
I have
Jamie
a persona.
Is scoring some points
yeah,
over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, man.
I am on the air. I have a persona to project, and I'm sticking to it.
All right, well, stick to that. Like, I'm not saying you're wrong. Like, I mean, you got to do what you got to do.
No, I'm just the obnoxious half white guy.
Oh, for sure. All right,
I gotta be old Eminem about this.
I'm the token black dude, man. You know what's up?
I'm you know, it's just like when Eminem first came on the scene. He had to be obnoxious.
Oh, shit, he did though. He did. So what are, you know, emails or callers doing?
Well, listen, here, actually, this feeds in very nicely, speaking of Eminem.
Yeah.
This is Chris from Lincoln,
He
says, I got a nasty meth habit, and I got locked down in rehab for a while.
What the fuck are you doing meth for?
I'll be moving into my own place soon, and I want to hit the dating scene hard.
How, bro? You do meth.
That's well.
Not, he's got no tophuses.
Wait
you
for
know?
It.
You feel me?
The problem is, my face got pretty jacked up from the drugs.
Exactly. You fucking retard. Your shit's meated.
Girls always complain that guys don't accept them for who they are, but I've never found a girl that accepts me for who I am.
Well, do you have a picture of this guy?
Well, hang on. He gets a little angry here. He says, if a bitch has a fat ass and a bunch of stretch marks, who is she to be hating on me?
Yeah, well, that one fat girl shouldn't hate on you at all.
Well, wait. That just means he hasn't purchased enough drinks for either of them.
That's true, though. You know, once you get drunk enough, the stretch marks really don't give a fuck. You just like to some ass.
Drink till she's cute. You know, that's really? The way it's always been.
Hey, I know you guys seen Family Guy. Hey,
it sounds like he has an attitude problem. It's not his face. It's the way he's approaching people. Well,
the guy did meth.
Yeah,
you think he's got some more problems than attitude? Dude.
Meth is a serious drug. Don't do drugs. Live above the influence.
That's like Dave
kids.
Chappelle. Meth is a hell of a drug.
Oh, shit. Like, I mean, I don't know if I can say this on the radio, but weed.
Say whatever you want.
Weed is cool. Like, stick with. If you do any drug, just stick with weed.
Hey, Nancy Reagan said that was the gateway drug. Goddammit.
Hey, feel me? Hey, real shit though. Like, I mean, this is the thing that pisses me off about people in fucking weed. They think weed is like fucking cocaine. Weed is not even close to cocaine. You sit there, you smoke it, there's sativa, there's indica. One makes you hyper, the other one makes you just real chill. That's all it does, people. So the motherfuckers out there trying to get niggas caught up for having weed and shit, fall the fuck back. It's not that serious. It's weed.
You want to know what the real reason is, right?
What's that?
Well, there's so many things you can do with weed. You're putting the paper industry out of business. You're putting gas out of business because you can make a fuel out of it. You're putting people who grow cotton out of business.
Fuck them.
They don't want to evolve.
Hey, I'm just curious. I'm just kidding. I didn't mean fuck them, but
no, actually, we should say fuck them.
All right, well, fuck them. All right, for sure. Because I mean, like, I don't know. I smoke weed. I think it's the best. It's the shit. It makes my day go by so cleanly.
Well, you know, when was the last time you saw someone on weed getting kind of dramatic that's like you do with alcohol?
That's what I'm saying. Like alcohol should be banned. Fuck that. Alcohol gets you fucking stomach problems. Weed just makes your lungs a little, you know, worse when you're down the road.
Well, that's what makes me laugh, though, is because tobacco's legal, and it's actually probably worse for
you. That's what I'm saying. Hell yeah. Tobacco fucks your lungs up. You'll go from, like, a good-ass kid playing sports to a bummy-ass kid smoking cigarettes getting your shit fucked up.
Well, there is a reason why Jim Rome refers to it as hippie lettuce, though. It has fucked up a few careers.
Well, weed and... weed's a serious drug. Weed's a serious drug.
I think weed is serious because I remember you showing up to my door a few days ago.
Faded as fuck.
Clapping your hands, asking for a bowl and some milk.
Well, look, I had no milk.
Wait. You had a bowl or you had a cereal bowl?
Like a cereal bowl. Cereal bowl.
Not that kind of bowl. I wish. I was hoping when I answered the door.
I don't have that.
But hear me out. Like I was a little, you know, I was feeling myself. I was like, you know what? I have no.
Wait.
Not,
you were
not
hard
in
again.
That way.
You were
not
already hard way. Again. That's nah. Right, caller. If you're having trouble, feel yourself.
Nah, not even in that way. I just need, I needed some milk and I needed some cereal. And I thought I would go to my friend's house, you know, and politely ask for a bowl of cereal. And
you just wanted to see if I really lived there.
Low key, I won't lie. I was like,
you were trying out the address.
You feel me? You know what's that?
He was looking for his cougar.
So what do you think? Yeah. Do you think this meth head can
can be
find love.
No, you're a meth head, bro. Like, you
decided. But it says he went through rehab.
But he's going to have to find a fellow meth
rehab
head.
Rehab shit. There's a bunch of people that probably go to rehab. And probably go and look at Eminem. Look at all these little crazy people that keep going back to rehab. Lindsay Lohan's a fucking rehab.
Whoa. You can't count celebrities in that, though. That's just part of how they keep relevant. It's like a gangster rapper getting, you know, going to prison for about 15 minutes. That's just how they sell another CD.
That's true, though. Yeah. I'll give you that. But in all honesty, I mean, I hope it goes well for you, meth head. What's his name? Johnny? Like, I don't want to be a dick. I mean, like, I'm not.
Wait,
really...
no. We could call him Toothless Meth Head.
Because, like, it's horrible, bro. You have to fix a lot of shit. You gotta fix your teeth. You gotta fix your body odor. I'm sure your hair is all fucked up. You gotta fix that motherfucker too. Like, if you go outside with some meated ass hair and some meated ass clothes, your shit is meated, completely meated. Which means no girl will go after your ass. So what you need to do is clean your shit up, get your shit right, you know, get some money in your pocket. Don't give a fuck what you do. Just fix yourself up, and I guarantee you'll find a very nice lady. I'm very, very sure of it. So please try.
That's good advice.
Find Jesus.
That too.
No, I mean the gardener.
You know what, Matt? I have a feeling you probably have experience with this one.
Okay.
Shit, that sounds all right. Sexy shit for sure.
This is Rob from Cerritos.
Oh, fuck.
And he says, I'm a pretty small guy, and I heard fat chicks try harder in bed. Is that true? I want to try it out, but I don't want to hook up with a big girl if it's not a guaranteed good time.
I haven't hooked up with you yet. You tried to call me out and call me small.
Yeah, I was about to say that. She just called your dick small.
That's exactly
what
she said.
She said you relate to
this. That is exactly. You have experience with this. I'm a pretty small guy.
Listen, you're Mexican.
What's that mean?
We know the girls are
thicker.
Well, yeah, you know what? Hey, brother's like a big two.
Hell yeah. Fuck yeah, my dude. Hell yeah. Hey. Token likes it big. Fuck black guys. Token likes it big. Token likes it big. Not too big, though. Like, you know, I want something, you know, when you hit it, it kind of claps and then it stops.
I have a good friend by the name of, we'll just call him Johnny.
Yeah?
Johnny always used to talk about another friend of his who would always, every time we'd go to a party, every time we'd go out, this guy had, like, the most amazing girlfriends. Perfectly flat stomach, great fake tits,
nice.
Perfect ass. You know, like we go to the beach, and that's the girl that every guy's walking by, getting in trouble for looking at with his girlfriend. But every time he'd get in a fight with one of those girls, the first thing he'd do is go find the first big girl he could find
and fuck.
And he would fuck her for a couple of days.
Whoa!
And we were always like, "Why? Why are you doing that?" He's like, "You know what? A fat girl never knows if she's going to see cock again. So she is going
That's
to.
So true.
She
That's
is going-
so true. Bro, at parties, fat girls be on the dick. They be on that shit. Like at clubs, they be getting it and shit. I feel you. I'll dance with you. But damn, fat girls, big girls, thick girls, they hound to the dick.
Like, it's like an Ethiopian to McDonald's.
Like real shit, though. Like real.
What the hell?
So this is true.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey.
I just want to be honest. That's
the guy rule. That's, you know, that's just what guys talk about.
That's good to know.
I mean, thick girls aren't bad, though. Thick girls are pretty nice, so.
I'm talking about chubby chaser type girls.
Oh, nah, fuck that. Chubby chasers got to go hit the treadmill real quick. No offense to any chubby chasers out there, but y'all just need to know the truth. Hit the damn fucking treadmill.
What's the limit?
Oh, fuck. Well,
and the token black guy says?
Like, I weigh 180. I'm possibly 190 now. I'm just going off.
He's been smoking and eating a little bit.
I'm just smoking and eating, trying to hit the gym a little bit, you know. But fuck, at 190, I gotta get like, you know, a 200 pounder. Because look, 200 pounds, like 5'9", is a pretty good fucking weight. That's not bad at all. 200 pounds, you can be a skinny chick with 200.
You want
pounds.
A tall girl too?
Kinda, like about my height, like 5'10", 5'11". Not bad.
5'10" and 200 pounds.
That's not bad. What's wrong with that? Hey, at least I admit it.
I'm just asking.
You're looking at me like I said something wrong.
That's just my face.
All right. All right.
So she's always got that super surprised look with her mouth hanging open. Like,
I overplucked my eyebrows the other day. So
for sure. Well, if you keep leaving your mouth open, I will.
You do like cholo. You do like that cholo lean in. So you could have always just shaved them off completely and then used the marker called?
Sharpie.
The Sharpie, you put them back in, you could just make yourself really excited. It would attract some of those magician clowns you like.
Yeah,
I didn't say clowns.
But she said magician.
Is there a difference?
Not really.
Yes.
Okay, so can you get 15 magicians in a car? They're small.
That's true, though. Possibly. Possibly, but clowns are pretty crazy, though. Clowns be buck wild.
It all depends on, you know, if you're on something that makes them a little more buck wild. You know, if you're listening to some of the music we were discussing earlier, you know, you need your water and you got your glow sticks, then yeah, clowns are pretty crazy.
Yeah, I'll give it to you.
What?
Yeah, we were talking about that horrible pseudo music.
Yeah.
Dubstep. That is good music.
That is not.
That is good music. Listen, if you like dubstep, call in right now.
Fuck
1-800-893-9562. I need some backup on this.
That's right. If you like dubstep, 1-800-893-9562. I am going to talk shit.
Someone please call in. Don't leave me alone on this.
Hey, it's all about rap, hip hop, R&B, all that good black people shit. B-E motherfucking T all day.
Hey, we got to get some traditional Spanish music in there.
All right.
Mune 2. Mune 2.
I know you guys heard of Mune 2 before.
No, you got to speak into the microphone.
I know you heard of Mune 2 before.
No, but I've heard Molotov.
Well, Mune 2 is like, it's like MTV 2, kind of, but it's just all Spanish music.
Oh, well, you know, maybe there's some thick girls on there.
Oh, hell yeah, nigga, there's mad thick girls. Oh, my God. Like, the girls, you know what?
That's like the weather girl on the Spanish channel.
The only thing, what the fuck? All right, yeah, my shit keeps on going in and out, but you're straight. The best thing, like, no offense, but Mexican girls, like, they can shake the ass. Like, and they got like the perfect thick body where it's not like
too thick.
You feel me?
I'm with you.
Like, it's not fat. It's just thick. Like, it's juicy. Like. But like Mexican girls, like, you know what? Like, us and you, as in black people and Mexican girls, like, we relate a lot. Like, the dudes can go. The dudes can.
Whoa, hey, whoa, slow down. Why you got to go all 187 and get me out of here?
Well, you're cool. I like you. I like you. You're cool. But,
Well, you know, if you ever watch the Mexican channel when the weather girl comes on, it's like, you know, it's like certain shows. It's always better with mute. It's not like you're going to understand much anyway, but, you know, it's always great to look at.
For sure.
This is why the white girls go to the Asian boys, where we're appreciated.
Oh, so some guy will hold your purse and he's going to drive 4 miles an hour in the fast lane with the turn signal on.
Well...
But I mean,
Asian guys are hot.
What? The fuck? Asian guys are the smallest penis
Asian
in the fucking world.
Asian guys are the new trend. You don't even know.
Only in the 949 because they're gold digging. They're just, right. They don't want to work. They were going to IVC for their MRS degree. Yeah, found an Asian guy driving a BMW and they're like, oh, I'm good. Don't need to finish that Gen Ed.
Wait a minute. Wait, Melissa, you're telling me that you get turned on by a fucking Asian dude? Like, that hurts me. God damn.
That's right. If you're an Asian guy, call in and defend yourself.
I go straight to the 909 for the Asian guy.
You need to go to the 909 for the
Family trees go straight up in the 909.
Shit, I'll show you 909 tonight.
What's up? I'm showing it right now.
Oh, God. That's you, my nigga. I'm big. I forgot.
Chino Hills is the 909. I forgot there's a part of the 909 that's civilized.
There is. It's very nice.
When I think of the 909 or the 951, I'm thinking of like California Speedway. Vroom, vroom, vroom.
I'm thinking of like Walnut.
Big raised trucks.
Like Mount Sac area, like Walnut.
Yeah.
All right, for sure.
Chino Hills.
Chino Hills is cool. It's just like Chino Hills has lost its touch. You have a lot of potheads out there.
There's a lot of good boba places out there, too.
Ooh, fuck it.
Well, potheads need boba.
That's true.
True, though. Potheads just need like food.
What is the best cure for cottonmouth?
Fucking soda or anything to drink, like valuable.
Boba. Well, that's where I was going with that.
Really?
Token black guy, you didn't follow.
I'm sorry. Token black guy is just, you know, on his own world right now. Token black guy is in his own world.
I guess you got some sativa?
I got some good shit. we call that shit Blue Dream.
But I guess you went to Garden Grove to...
You know.
Well, because you can't drive through Garden Grove without seeing a green cross on every other building. Oh, it's like how Starbucks used to be in the mall.
All right, speaking of food, you guys are going to like this.
Can I eat you?
Smell his finger.
Yeah, we're having too much fun on this shit. Oh, God.
I didn't think we were going to have enough material. We're about 5 minutes away from
being
done.
Yeah,
all right, we got to help this guy out. This is Jacob from Newport.
Meth guy?
No,
he's from Newport. He's beyond hell.
Oh, wait, Newport is like around the corner. What's up, Newport? What you want, bro?
All right, now listen. He says, I found the love of my life.
You're lying.
We've been dating for 3 weeks.
Lying again.
And we have everything in common. We even have the same favorite sushi roll.
Bullshit.
No, it's the Newport roll.
Right, I'm going to be honest with this.
You don't even know the question yet.
I can already tell you it's going to be. I can already tell you it's bullshit. Right? 3 weeks?
Just wait.
Just get mom and dad to pay for it.
Exactly.
There's one thing they keep fighting about. It says she gets weird every time I try to make out with her in public.
Well, come on, bro. It's public affection. That's
we are
not cool.
Very in love, and I don't see a problem with showing off to let every man know that she's mine.
She's about to be my
girl.
Wait.
I'm gonna help this guy out with this one.
All right,
First of all, he's in the 949. Does anybody know why the 49ers up in San Francisco are called the 49ers?
No, I don't.
And the 49ers are gold diggers who came here for the gold rush.
And
down south in Orange County, they have the 949. So if you just add the ers at the end, you know, any girl with a 949, you can just make her to the 949er. Yeah. So the reason why she doesn't want to be seen in public with you or make out with you in public is you're not the only mine that she's visiting.
Oh, it says they're very in love.
And she can play very in love. She's like a stripper.
Melissa, how many guys have told you that they're in love with you and how bad has it gotten?
What do you mean bad?
Like,
oh, I love you, I love you, I love you at 2:30 in the morning on a Tuesday. Yeah. I'll call you next Tuesday.
Forget that.
Like, this dude has been dating this girl for 3 weeks. Now, I've seen a bunch of dudes say, oh, I love my girlfriend within the first 3 weeks. All that means is you're in the honeymoon state.
I'm with you.
After the fourth or, like, fifth week, you're going to get tired of her bitching at you, always up in your shit. It's just like, fuck. That's when you make the wrong move. Like, I think a girl... Or at least a dude that, my fault, I think a dude that's attracted to a girl will be nervous to do any shit, real shit.
Like, in public.
Not even in public, just when you're by yourself.
Did you ever see the movie Harlem Nights?
No, I haven't. I actually don't even know what the fuck Harlem Nights is.
It's probably one of the best comedies with some of the best black comedians of all time that nobody ever heard of.
Who do they got?
It's got Eddie Murphy.
Okay, I heard of him.
It's got Richard Pryor.
Nope.
Richard
You've
Pryor?
You've never heard of Richard Pryor?
For a black dude? No, I have not. I probably heard of him. I just got to see his face.
You don't know who Richard Pryor is? Somebody call and include him in on Richard Pryor.
Yeah, please do.
Red Fox.
Okay.
You know who Red Fox is, but not
no,
Richard
No, he
Pryor.
Doesn't. Look at his eyes. No. He has no idea.
Arsenio Hall?
Nah, bro. That's not Eddie Griffin.
Charlie
You don't know Arsenio Hall?
No, I don't know Arsenio Hall.
The longest finger on the planet?
Fuck. Ew. That dude? For real? Like, real shit? That dude?
No, like, he used to do a show on Fox, and he did this thing called the dog pound. When he would clap his hands, he'd point his finger up, and his finger was like super extra long. And this was before HDTV.
Oh, no.
So if you saw that show now with 3D, it'd be like the fingers going through your bedroom.
I'm cool. Fuck that.
Oh, man. Kids don't know this?
We call that the Jersey Shore. That's what the
That's not the Jersey Shore.
It has evolved to the point where they don't know who Arsenio Hall is. They don't even know who the Cleveland Browns dog pound is, but they call it the Jersey Shore. I officially feel old.
I am seriously old.
I'll still beat it at old
lady.
That
makes me feel better.
I will find it on YouTube after the show is over.
We're going to tag team that ass.
All right. Like I said, I get the pink first. Have you ever seen Full Metal Jacket?
Oh, God. Yes, I have. Yeah.
You know that scene about Tubuku?
Uh-huh.
I'll skip the foreplay.
I feel you. It's cool. It's cool.
Just for the audience, these guys aren't even looking at me anymore. This has become the Matt and Jay Lee show.
No, we're looking at her. We're just not looking at her in the way that you guys are.
We're not looking her in the eye because she's wearing a really short skirt. So. Yeah.
And her legs are looking pretty fine from this angle.
Thank you. It's just that angle.
You're fine. Okay. No, it's every angle, but for sure. But for sure, dude.
So, she's not wearing underwear.
Exactly. So that makes
I'm not supposed to say that, so she's not wearing underwear.
Here, look. This is a dirty one for you guys. Okay? You're going to like this.
All right.
This is Jean from Palmdale.
Oh, she better call
it.
It says, I got divorced a few years ago, and I have since been with around 50 guys.
Fuck, hell no, you hoe. You dirty ass hoe. I'm cool.
Most are one night stands where I get drunk, but I still remember everything in the morning.
Damn.
It's because she's like, real how much should though. I swallow?
Real shit, though. Like, damn.
Most of these guys are okay in bed, but there are some guys that seem to need a roadmap when it comes to going down.
Well, you should not...
Go down
be going on down on strange pussy.
You do not know
where that has been.
A girl that's been with 50 dudes or more, that's a fucking horrible.
In the past few years.
I had a friend who did that with a girl who, she was very cute. Blonde, thick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Her tiggle bitties were bigger than her head.
Damn, that's pretty bad. Veins are nasty on tiggle bitties.
No. This girl looked good. Everywhere we went, a lot of guys were like, damn.
Oh, for sure then.
But, you know, he worked it out, and he went down like an idiot, and then he got this crazy growth, and he kept coughing and went to the doctor. She had a yeast infection.
Damn.
Aww,
this is why you don't eat strange
pussy. That's why I don't eat pussy at all? Well, I do, but no.
Well, that's a contradiction.
No, I do.
Do you really?
What, I eat pussy?
Because you live in Irvine, huh?
No, it's not. Hell no, I've been eating pussy, you know, since...
In about 15 minutes.
Since the 909.
Yeah, you know, I've been fucking with 909 for a minute. You know, I got some Chewy Deluies out there. Chewy Deliciouses.
Well, he is keeping it, you know, out of the same area code, I guess.
You feel me? I have to. I can't fuck with the same area code. That shit gets annoying.
She like, can't be like, too close.
Like, when I was in the 909, like, I fuck with, like, a lot of people from Norco, like, Ontario. Like, I hate...
Norco smells so bad.
Like, I don't even know how, like, sometimes I'd make church out there. Like, I don't even know why I did it. Like, I'm like, fuck.
You don't remember?
No, I remember everything. Like, I remember a lot of the drugs.
Oh, he's like this chick with the 50 dudes.
Nah. I'm the dude with, like, maybe within the last... What am I, 21 right now? With, like, since high school. Shit, it's been a
three girls. He's a relationship guy. He's a keeper, ladies.
Like, nah, I am to an extent. Like, I mean, I want to have fun, but like, if I'm attracted to you, yeah, I'm gonna try and date you. I'll be real. You know, I'll be real on the radio. I ain't a dog. I ain't a shark. Just to let you know, I ain't a fucking shark. So any, you know, this just I just want to get this shit straight. I'm not a shark. I'm not a dog. I'm a very respectful dude. I'll play around. You know, I'll do
me. Straight Tupac of you.
You feel me? I'll play around. You know what I mean?
That's good.
I'll smell what you're cooking.
Exactly. See? You know what's up. Jay Lee, you know, Hall of Fame, the best. Token. Chilling.
Moving on.
Please.
wait, take a deep breath again. one more time.
Nope. Yeah,
she's showing a lot of cleavage, so I figured if I can convince her to, you know.
I think if we, like, double team, I don't think she can handle. Like,
I don't think I can. All right, we have...
Can you handle one? Can you handle one, please?
Well, you know, we are both of color, so the rhythm should be good.
Hey, exactly. And we'll be going, rhythm of the ocean. Smack, smack. Smackity, smack, smack.
I don't know why mariachi band just came in my head right there when you guys were talking about rhythm. I'm not sure.
It's full.
Okay. We have Tracy in Denver.
For sure.
Oh, my hood.
Here we go. Get ready for it.
All right.
I've been seeing this guy. This is probably you. I've been seeing this guy who I really get along with.
She better say he's really big, thick. He makes her come too much.
He has lots of fun date ideas, and we never stop laughing when we go out. The problem is, though, I've realized I've been paying for everything. This guy easily makes...
That is me.
Three times more than me, and I don't want to be the lazy man's sugar mama. Should I break it off before I go bankrupt?
Yep, damn straight. Why don't you go bankrupt?
Wait. Whoa. You know, there are a lot of times where girls expect us to go and pay for everything, and then we have to buy dinner in order to, you know, get what we're looking for, and then she still gets off on top of that. Yeah. So this is an opportunity to keep the world in balance.
It's just this one situation. It sounds like she's really in trouble, though.
Okay, so then instead of going to a sit-down place, go to McDonald's as long as she's getting her rocks off.
This fool said go to McDonald's. Like, McDonald's is cracking and shit. McDonald's is meated. I hate McDonald's.
The guy doesn't have a job, but he's getting it done where it needs to be done.
I feel you, though, but I mean, how the fuck are you getting it in?
Again, don't cock block. Remember, this is karma. You're putting karma out there. I'm just saying.
My dude, if you don't like the girl and you just fucking just for fun, dude, just leave. Like, call it a quits. Especially if you
don't take all her money.
Don't take the money.
Oh, but it's
dude.
Okay.
You a selfish ass dude if you take the money. You getting pussy. Like, just be happy with that. goddamn.
You don't need dinner too.
Real shit. You really don't. Like, my nigga, you're getting pussy.
Okay, so there we go. A girl said it. She doesn't need dinner first.
Okay, for sure.
No, the guy doesn't need dinner if she's.
This is the age of Beyonce, single ladies.
Shit. Yo, low key, it kind of is. Like, these girls out here nowadays, like, they got a dude, they break up. Like, I'm single, like, yo, all right, for sure. Like, I know you've seen it on Facebook. A girl be like, oh, I'm single, and a shitload of niggas be on that shit. Like, shitload of dudes.
I'm testifying.
Like my status. I'm single.
Testifying.
And the worst part is, like, when you like the status and you try to talk to the girl, oh, I'm back with my man. Like, all right, well, why the fuck would you even put, like, I'm single, like my status for no reason? reason.
Because
she's trying to make him jealous.
But when a dude talks to you, you better, like, the dude that doesn't know that you're about to talk back to your boyfriend and trying to talk to you, he's going to be pretty pissed in the end. Like, fuck, bitch. You said, like my status. I'm single. I try to talk to you. Get no play. Don't even get to talk to you. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, this brings us to the segue we were talking about earlier. The more you ignore a girl, mm-hmm. the more she feels like she can't have it, the more she wants it.
So, you know, I'm going to use that to my advantage tonight. I'm just not even going to give a fuck. I'm just going to chill back and just relax and just see how it goes.
No. You have to let her know that you're kind of thinking about
you
her.
You have to let her know.
You have to send that text of hi and then put your phone down, smoke like 3 or 4 bowls so you forget about the phone. Right. And when she blows up your phone, then you text her back tomorrow. Oh, shit, I fell asleep.
You know what? I'm going to start doing that more often. I'm going to see if that works.
I'm
telling you, the more that you make her feel like she can't have you, that's why girls need to have like 4,000 pairs of shoes and 55 purses.
I feel you. But girl, I know. All right. Girls are hard to read sometimes. Girls are pretty hard to read sometimes. They give you, like, they tease you. Was that like a dick on the computer?
We've got the 5 seconds, you guys. Do you have anything else to say?
The person on the computer knows who I was talking about.
Hey, man. Anybody, we need some callers. Please call in and ask some questions. I need some laughs.
I think we're done.
Oh, fuck. We're really done. We still on this shit. We ready.
Well, goodbye. Thank you guys very much for tuning in for our first show.
You already know.
I'm the misogynist.
You know, token, the puff pass. Jay Lee Hall of Fame, nigga. Jay Lee Hall of Fame.
Jay Lee, he is in Irvine, and he's got an Asian last name, so he fits in until they see him.
Blazing Asian, dude. Blazing Asian.
Oh, bye. Thank you so much for tuning in. We will see you next week with some more guests and some more awesome questions.
All right, y'all.
Have a good night, guys.
Deuces.